I'm Zachary Turner. Over the next year, you might notice what looks like a low-flying plane on a lollipop stick flying back and forth. A federal geological survey over the Carolinas begins this month. The survey will locate rare earth minerals and help public health officials monitor deadly toxins. That lollipop on a stick is a passive sensor, according to USGS physicist Angie Shaw. She's overseeing an initiative to map critical mineral resources, including those that help power electric vehicles like cobalt and lithium in the Carolinas and Virginia. She said the data will provide a rough sketch of what lies miles beneath our feet.
Industry might say, oh, there's something there. Maybe I'll explore this area in more detail.
The plane will fly over the region for a year. Then researchers will analyze that data for another year before making it public. Shaw says there are other applications of the data as well.
Going from earthquake hazards, geothermal energy resources, water resources, looking at radon.
The sensor can pick up the radioactive signature of radon, which can release a toxic gas. In North Carolina, 450 people die from radon-induced lung cancer every year. It's the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, according to federal regulators. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.